Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
One of the cool stories we're going to follow here a little bit later in the hour is former Cardinal Kyle McClellan. I love Kyle. I've known him for a long time. He is bringing a professional women's softball team to St. Louis, and I think it's super cool. There's some other Cardinals that are involved in this for coaching, Trevor Rosenthal and Matt Adams involved. So Kyle's going to fill us in on all of this coming up. He's got a great charity also that he is really taking care of some people down in Haiti for a long time. So we'll hook up with him here in just a few minutes. We have audio cut of the day as well. Right now, Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast, who is in solidarity with me on solicitors and how to react to them at your front door. Right, Dwayne? Thank you for your support.
Oh, absolutely. You answer the door, and that's fine. I know Sue just likes to ignore it.
Why would you answer, Dwayne? Seriously,
because I relish slamming the door in their face.
Of course, you do.
I will tell them. I will tell them. Look, I am 59 years old. There is absolutely nothing you can tell me that I have not heard care about.
Right,
and I have never once in my life bought anything door-to-door, and today is not your lucky day. Slam. That's just how it goes.
Right.
You two are
pretty standard. I know.
Well, you're rude enough. You don't even open the door. We're polite enough to open the door.
Is it? Look, so you can slam it.
We're in radio. It's not like we're not surrounded by advertisers all day long. And by the way, our friends at Baron Miller, Mirror Glass and Door Retirement Key, Paramount Men's Medical Center, and Liberty Mutual.
He knows them all, yes.
You got to support them for the show. We of course, love them to pieces. But when we go home, we don't want more people coming to us to advertise.
No, we do not. Thank you for setting that straight. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing grand. How are you?
That's good. I'm pretty good. I don't even know where to start here because there's a lot going on. But let me start with this just because we got a kick out of this. I know that you know this, Dwayne, but Joe Biden has a book coming out on November 17th. Listen to this.
Since I left the presidency, I've had a lot of people ask me, Joe, what have you been doing? I've been spending a lot of time with my family. I'm dealing with a cancer diagnosis, and I've been getting treatment, and it's been going really well.
Now, when Ethan pulled this audio, he told me they had subtitles because you can't understand what he's saying.
It's meant the world to me and to Jill. I've written a book about my time as president.
We can't wait for that, can we? November 17th. Hey, what is he going to write
about? Have you ever seen Clarkson's Farm?
No.
Jeremy Clarkson, British TV host. He hosts the Millionaire Show, game show over there, and he had a GT car show for 20 years on BBC. Famous guy. He's like, you know, he's like the Mike Rowe of England, right?
Okay, I got you.
He has a 1,000 acre farm, and one of the recurring bits on this Amazon series he does is he's got a neighbor named Gerald. And Gerald, you can't understand a word he says. You have the subtitles going, and they have no idea what he's saying. And it's a recurring bit for 5 seasons so far that he'll have a conversation that nobody can understand. And Jeremy, the host, is just nodding along and kind of laughing and busting up because he's supposed to be understanding what he's saying, and nobody has a clue. That's where Joe Biden's at these days. Nobody understands what he's saying.
But, I mean, a legitimate question, taking, you know, the cynicism and the mocking that we certainly will do with our side of the aisle, who in his world told him that that was a good idea? They have to still be on this island where the only people advising him are Dr. Jill and Hunter, because how could you put that out? Even the first few words, you can't even understand. How could they think that's a good idea?
You answered your own question. It's Dr. Jill, Dr. Biden, ED, in case you don't know who she is. She's a doctor. Jill Biden and Hunter are the only two that are trying to keep the old man going because the money's gone. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. They have to put him out there again, because nobody's got any scratch left to be able to put together a library. They're everything that they had, all the grift, everything that Hunter did, he's blown. So they really have nothing left to show for being in D.C. for as long as he was. And so before he completely goes tango uniform, to use military jargon, they're trying to get one last payday off him by putting him out there with a book.
Do you think that he will? Because, look, Dr. Jill's media tour was embarrassing in its own right, but in a different way. But can you send that guy out on a book tour to media outlets to answer questions? That could be fascinating.
My guess is they will set it up so that they're all taped things. They're not going to stick him on The View. He's not going to do it in front of a live studio audience. Everything will be taped. A lot of it will be taped from his basement. I doubt you'll see him out there very much. He just can't do it.
No, and it's just sad. And I think that Jill,
it's elder abuse. Jill
in particular should really be embarrassed. Look, I understood what she was saying. Like, in the immediate aftermath of the debate, you're not going to go up to your husband and say, "Dude, you sucked. What the hell?" Right? That's human nature. But it wasn't just that. It wasn't just the night of the debate. You know, they let him believe that he was okay for well beyond a time period. You know, before the debate even happened, when we knew that he was troubled. So it's just, you know, taking politics out of it, which is hard to do, is just really sad. All right, Duane Patterson, you booked the president for Hugh Hewitt on Monday. Here's what he said about what I'm calling the memo of misunderstanding.
It was a test. We didn't know. It didn't look. Memorandum of understanding when you're dealing with sleazebags don't mean much. And they don't mean much when you're dealing with honorable people, too, because it's a memorandum of understanding. It doesn't mean much. And I said, why are we even, you know, it's a standard tactic in the U.S., that you go to a memorandum of understanding and then you go to the deal. I said, just go to the deal first. But you know what? It was sort of a test. And they weren't there. They didn't honor the test. We had this deal settled numerous times. I said, watch. I guarantee, watch. And they never followed it.
All right. So he says no more negotiating. They're going in hard. They've been hitting them hard for the last 3 nights. I mean, one question would be, how much more do you have to hit? Now he's talking about maybe power plants and more infrastructure next week. You know, Duane, because we've spoken, I never believed 1 minute in the memo of understanding. I thought it was kind of ridiculous. The president seemed to put a little bit more trust in that a few weeks ago than he is right now. But where are we with all this?
Jim Talent and I have kind of come down to the same place, and we've been talking about it on the podcast the last few weeks. Look, nobody really liked the MOU, and nobody really had any thoughts that it was going to do anything significant long-term or lead to anything. But what it did do, at the very least, even if you hate it, it did 2 things. Number one, it allowed us to reload. It allowed us to move some personnel in and out, ships that needed to rotate in and out. It let us give some time to be able to kind of recalculate based upon what the threat assessment was. And number two, oil price went from 110, 112 in that range when the MOU was signed, and it dropped down to 69, 70, something like that. So it bought Donald Trump about $45 of headroom in the price of oil. Now that we're starting to hit him again, it's gone back up to 80, but it stayed at 80 the last couple of days, and that may be the new paradigm because the market is starting to price in, okay, so they're going to do this. They're going to maybe hit one ship every 10 days or so, and we're still going to get a bunch of other boats going through. A lot of oil is moving west through the pipelines. There's plans for more pipelines. We're in the U.S. are exporting more, especially to the Pacific Rim companies. So the market is adapting to the new normal, whatever the new normal is. And in the meantime, while oil is settled on an acceptable equilibrium, it's not great, but it's not the worst. What we're doing is we're systematically taking them apart so they can't do anything
right, but then,
to harm us.
Taking the gas prices and all that out of it for a moment, what is going to be the definition of finishing the job?
I think what you're going to see is it's like an electrical panel on the side of your house, right?
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Right. You can flip off one circuit, one breaker, and it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to make you necessarily take notice. But then you flip another breaker, and then you flip another one. And then you start. You keep flipping breakers. At some point, something's going to go down that you care about. And when that something goes down that you care about, all of a sudden, you have to do something to get that power to turn back on. You've got to bend the knee. You've got to do something to be able to turn that power back on. And that's what Trump is doing. He's just going to gradually ratchet it up and keep breaking things until the regime can't they can't sustain themselves anymore. There's no food coming in. There's no resources coming in. There was a ship today, a Curacao flagged ship. This was about an hour ago, that tried to run the blockade and go to Karj Island and load up with oil. We warned it, and it kept going, and we hit it with a hellfire, and it's now just idle in the middle of the Gulf. Iran can't do anything again, and without money and without resources and without any ability, next week if power starts going down, at some point the people are going to say that's enough, and they can't do anything about
it.
Well,
I hope they say that's enough because, you know, again, I think this thing is really getting a little bit more out of control than the president ever thought. Dwayne Patterson with HotAir.com, host of the Dwayne's World podcast. So what is the president? I know that Hugh asked him this, but do you know what the president's going to talk about tomorrow night in his speech? We'll air it here live on 97.1 FM Talk. What's he going to talk about?
As far as we know, it's going to be releasing actual documents. It's going to be releasing the results of a long DOJ investigation into the 2020 electoral campaign, especially down in Georgia, where they had a lot of irregularities with certain precincts and votes and what they took afterwards. And I think it's going to be a speech about how the 2020 election, while it resulted in what it did, it was kind of a fraudulent election. Now, that's not exactly my idea of a good time, but if there is evidence that shows that's the case and that they are trying to do something similar in the blue states again, you know, but that's going to be, from my understanding, what the speech is going to be about.
I just don't know how relitigating what happened in 2020 is politically beneficial. So I'm confused. But I've saved the best and most important political story for last. Do you have any idea what this is?
I couldn't even begin to tell you. Hit me with it.
What if I would? When you say that, you better be careful because here we go.
The American people need to know, of course, how and why this chaos is spreading through their streets, and we need complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA, when all
that,
the
that
Trump
was the,
administration
that was the moment right there. Chuck Schumer was passing a little gas on the Senate floor this morning. That's the biggest political story of the day. I can't believe you didn't know that. That was live on C-SPAN.
Well, now here's the thing about that. Now, yeah, your radio, we have to do it on TV as well. We're broadcast on the Salem News Channel as well. So we get the visual image of this. If you go back and you actually watch the tape, you do the Zapruder on it. At about the 8-second mark, right, when the gas is passed, actually right before the gas escapes, right?
Yes, I'm watching the video, actually.
He actually, you can see him lift up on his toes to push off.
Well, can you blame the guy? I mean, he's 74 years old, 75 years old. He needed a little help there. These things happen, right?
It happens to the best of us. Look, there are books about everybody does this kind of activity, and the older you get, you kind of lose a little control over it. But that said, it's hard for him to say, well, no, that's not what it was, or anybody in his office or other Democrats say, oh, no, that's not what it was. You can look and you can see him brace and push off and launch.
You know what I would say? This, too, will pass.
Shall pass.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dwayne. We'll talk next week.
Always here to make sure it's on a highbrow show for
no
you.
No doubt about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.